A lot of building work is taking place in Pompeii around 70 BC. A stone amphitheatre, the very first of its kind in the Roman Empire, is being built. Two of the city's politicians have commissioned the ambitious construction project. On the one hand, they are hoping to garner favour with the people of Pompeii. On the other, they know that their names will live on forever as the sponsors of such an impressive edifice. The amphitheatre becomes a prestigious building for Pompeii and its inhabitants. It even towers above the city walls and is visible for miles around. Roman politicians not only sponsored public buildings, they also put on gladiatorial games for the public. Under Emperor Nero, the highest officials of a city were even obliged by law to host games. They received state funding for this purpose, but had to pay vast sums out of their own pockets as well. Thanks to the eruption of Vesuvius in 79 AD, numerous original weapons have survived that were used by gladiators. We will take a closer look at them a little later.